On the long line with us today is Todd Ballman. He's the program leader for the Institute for Agricultural Biosciences based out of Ardmore for Oklahoma State University. And Todd, let's talk a little bit today about our wheat industry here in the Southern Plains, and especially the last couple of growing seasons as it relates to our Oklahoma, Texas producers. Been a really a tough couple of years when it comes to trying to raise wheat around here, it seems like.
No, it's been an extremely, well, for crop production in general, probably for the last 2 to 3 years, has been a real challenge and really, really tough on our growers.
As far as, you know, when you think about some of the challenges with weeds, that has been something I know that has been a major concern for our wheat industry here in the Southern Plains. It seems like, you know, of course, we've had the tendency of doing continuous wheat on a lot of acres, and that has just presented all kinds of weed challenges.
Yeah, of course, anytime you get into a monocrop situation where you're growing the same crop year after year, you're always going to have a lot more difficult time and a lot more challenges in all of your pest control problems, and I'd say especially in weed control, because what you get is you end up developing weeds that are very closely resemble the crop that you're trying to grow. And in the case of wheat, you run into winter grassy weeds, things like bromes, things like goatgrass, wild oats, those types of things. And in fact, some of those, are like jointed goatgrass are wild relatives of wheat. So you have a weed that very closely resembles the crop, and trying to develop a program that will selectively not harm the crop but control that weed makes it a real challenge when you don't have some type of rotation in your program.
Our chemical choices as far as trying to deal with some of these weeds has been rather limited up to this point, right?
Yes. Matter of fact, when I was in graduate school at Oklahoma State, it was a real, real challenge because there just wasn't a lot of herbicides that were available. And in fact, some of those, things like the old Lexone Syncor type product, you know, we were just on the edge of that selectivity control, and in some cases would have to accept some injury to be able to control things like cheat.
When it, of course, one of the solutions has been, and you alluded to this, rotation is one of the ways that you can deal with this. And of course, our acres are going up on winter canola, to try to rotate, to help on this. But we still need, other tools besides just that, right?
Yes. And while canola definitely looks like it's got the potential to have a real fit for us in Oklahoma, and help us, especially on those acres that maybe aren't conducive to summer-type crops like cotton, corn, or grain sorghum, and wheat really fits us, and especially if, you know, we put cattle in the mix there, then canola really fits some of those growers. But, you know, we'll never be able to replace 6 million acres of wheat with that many acres of canola. So for those acres and those growers, you know, we're going to have some tools, and we've started developing some tools to help us with some of those options, and I think we'll give growers at least some help where we're battling some of these wheat problems.
Now, one of those tools that is relatively new on the scene is this product from Arysta, Prepare. How does it fit into our operational plans, you think?
Well, one of the things that Prepare does is it's a pre-emergence herbicide for grass control and wheat. And one of the real keys through work I've done here at Oklahoma State and then work that I did in North Texas is the real key to grass control and wheat is getting out there early. Work that we've done with a lot of different herbicides has shown that your most effective control happens in that early part of the growing season. But the bigger deal is not only do you see that control much better there early, we see a real bump in yield. We've seen as much as, you know, in high yielding situations, a 20 to 30 bushel increase in wheat control. And then even on some marginal wheat, we've seen a benefit to that early season wheat control that at least, you know, paid for the herbicide application and put a little bit more in it. So that's where this product fits, and it's one of the keys that I think we found out over years is getting out that early, controlling those weeds is a real key to effective program in wheat as well.
Seems like that we are just almost scratching the surface of some of our potential on improving wheat yields. It's been kind of a tough way, you know, been kind of a tough road in some ways.
Yeah, and a lot of it, you know, we put wheat under a lot of stress, especially here in Oklahoma and in the North Texas region. A lot of our wheat acres go in early, which again contributes to some of our wheat problem. And then a lot of our acres are grazed with cattle, which, you know, is an economic part of our system in this area. But when you add that, you know, that's another kind of a thing that you're putting on that wheat plant that stresses it some. And so when we add all those together, that early planting, that the weather stresses that we put it under, and then just the weather situation that we run into in Oklahoma anyway, it makes it a real challenge for our growers, and so that's some of the things that makes it tough. And that's another reason, again, why that early season weed control is real important to making that system work.
One last question, Todd. You know, when we think about where we are right now, we're, of course, middle of summer, but not that far away from making those final decisions and actually rolling the grain drills and getting the wheat in the ground for the 2015 wheat crop as we start, you know, around Labor Day or thereabouts into the fall. What sort of management ideas or tips might you have for our producers as we approach the 2015 planting season?
Well, I think one of the first things is thinking, knowing the fields and thinking about the fields that you have a particular problem on. Hopefully for a lot of our growers, not every field is a problem field for them, and thinking how we're going to manage those different fields separately. And I'm talking about all the way from planting, basically through harvest. There's a lot of different things that we can do. If we know we've got a problem field, we know we're going to put cattle on it, we're going to graze it out, those may be one of the fields that we want to, you know, choose to use for that situation. And so using those kind of parts and thinking that all the way, again, from planting through harvest, how we're going to handle fields individually based on the problems we have. The other thing is, I think, then those fields that we know we have some issues with, developing a plan from the beginning and as much as we can, sticking with it. I know the last several years have made that a real challenge for growers. It's made it real difficult to stick with the plan with the weather that we have. And I understand having to adjust that plan based on the weather situation. But if the right weather sets us up for the potential for a really good crop, having that plan in place and being able to kick that in when we need it is a real key. Because just like any crop that we're working with, and wheat's the same way, timing is a big key to success of weed control, insect control, fertility, all of the things that go into making a big crop. And so having that plan ahead and being able to enact that plan when we need to is real key. And then the final thing is, like I've mentioned several times, is that we continue to see that early season weed control is the key. If we wait too long, we're going to lose not only our effectiveness of the herbicide on the weed, but we're going to see some loss in yield if we wait as well.
Thank you, Todd. Todd Ballman, who's with the Institute for Agricultural Biosciences of Oklahoma State University, based out of Ardmore. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.